Well, I think obviously they're a really well coached crew, and you know, when we go into every week, we really anticipate something new, if not numerous things new. That's when you have a player like Julio, we're always going to see different things that aren't on tape, and it's our job to adjust to those things as they come. And so it won't be new to us to see something new. I don't know if that sounded right coming out, but it's our job to adjust. And, you know, the key is to find ways to keep him not just involved in the offense, but a focal point, and to make sure that when he is that focal point and people are doing their things to try to take him away, that provides other opportunities for the other guys on our team to go make their plays. And so we'll see how it goes Monday night.
Of course, you talked a couple weeks ago when Muhammad threw that touchdown pass. You talked about his versatility and just the kind of athlete he is and everything. When you look at the statistics, is there any number that really jumps out at you besides him leading you guys in touchdown receptions?
Well, I don't know if anything jumps out necessarily, and I really just kind of stand by what I said earlier. He can do so much, and his football IQ is very, very high. He really probably understands the offense almost as if he's a quarterback, you know, and because he once was. And so has a great understanding and feel for what all of the routes are within every play and kind of how he fits into those routes and what the coverages look like and where the holes should be. That I think he plays receiver with really good anticipation. And I know a lot of times anticipation is used when it comes to the quarterback and anticipating throws and windows and whatnot, but he really anticipates things running routes and when balls should come and timing based on coverage. It makes him really effective in those critical moments, the third downs, the red area, you know, those got to have it type plays.
And how do you get Taylor to get going?
We just got to keep trying to put him in the best position possible for him to be successful. And that's no different than all of our guys, whether it's our runners, our tight ends, our receivers. And Gabe's no different, you know, and we're a better offense when he's going. And so we just continue to try to find ways to put him in the best position to be successful, to find that groove, to find that rhythm. It's always nice to be able to get the ball in your hands a few times and get into the flow of the game. And so that'll be, you know, another task or, you know, opportunity for us Monday night to try to do that along with the other guys, you know, so that we're all in rhythm and in flow, you know, from the outset of the ball game.
Coach, I may be a little off base on this, but it seemed as though on Thursday night you guys used a 21 personnel package a little bit more than you have this season. Was there anything in your scouting of the Saints that led you to believe you would have more success? And is that something, or is that something you guys want to try to do a little bit more of moving forward?
Well, you know, the 21 personnel package for us is always part of our offense. I think, you know, when you strip our offense down and you go, okay, day one, who are we? Our offense begins in 21 personnel, our run game, our play action game. That's where it starts for us. And so, you know, that's always a part of our offense in every game. If you average out every game, it's roughly about 25% of what we do when you add up a whole ball game, give or take. You know, each game is different. So you're always going to see it as we game plan games and we find schemes and personnel matchups and different things that we think are advantageous to us, different personnel groupings. Some are a little bit more, some are a little bit less. And it's never not part of what we do. It's never going to be exclusively what we do. But there's going to be games when it is more, and there's going to be games when it's less. And it's all based on, you know, how do we match up personnel-wise? How do our schemes look and fit based on what they do schematically? And then there's the flow of the game. And a lot of that's on me as the play caller. If what we're doing in 21 feels good and feels right, you start to lean on a little bit more than maybe you do in other games.
Yeah, Coach, how fluid do you have to be for, you know, whatever they're going to try to do with Julio this game after, you know, what happened in the previous matchup? I'm sorry if that was already asked.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing for us, it's not foreign to us, it's not new to us to see something new each week because of Julio. Generally, there always is a plan, just as there was in the first time we played Tampa. They had a plan for him. And so it's our job to recognize what that new plan might be, what those new wrinkles might be to what they do to try to minimize his opportunities and then us respond to that. And so, you know, we try to put him in the best situations and in positions on the field to be as successful as we can be. And then when we figure out what some of their adjustments might be, how do we counteract those things? And so, but that's not foreign to us. You know, that's every week when you have a player like Julio on your roster, you know, when those adjustments come, now it's our job to figure it out.